The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aoife Lee is back with me for the Kids Clinic, the parenting coach at parentsupport.ie, to talk about privacy and how to respect your child's privacy. Aoife, at what age do children develop a sense of their own kind of privacy? Or do they start saying, you know, give me my space?
Yeah, seeking that bit of independence. I probably observed it myself in my own household, kind of from preteen to into the teenage years. And, you know, it's striking actually how it can be a real personal thing when with the adults, because we have looked after them for so long when they're tiny. We know pretty much everything they do. So when they seek out that independence and that bit of privacy, it's typically when they're pulling away from us and they're gravitating more towards their friends. It's not, it isn't personal, I suppose. It is a big part of growing up and their development as well. So it's not like they need us less or love us less. It's just that stage where they're at, you know.
So how do you let them know, though, you're still there for them without kind of poking your head in the door or rooting through their diary?
I know. It can be so tempting, isn't it? Because you want to be, you still want to be a big part of their life, and you can be. It's just navigating your way through it. And even if the kids aren't chatting as much, it's very easy to get caught up in filling that void of asking 100 questions. And what can often happen is that it's unintentionally where the barriers can go up and they're like, oh my God, you want to know everything about me. And that's not necessarily the case. We're just trying to figure out a way of how to connect. So it's incredible actually how our presence alone can have a significant difference. And that's where it's, you know, important to encourage those little rituals, like checking in at bedtime, sticking the head around the corner of the door, kind of checking in, seeing how. I know if my house is anything to go by, it's 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and that's when they want to start having the chats. And it's reading the room and taking moments. Often our kids will chat in the car and whatever else. So it's creating those times where you can connect as well.
Like as a parent, you know, you said it's normal, it's not personal. I assume it can feel more personal if your child is somebody who's a real sharer, you know, compared to some kids naturally, they don't tell you anything that's going on in their life. So then when they get to this stage where they want a bit of privacy, it's probably it's not as pronounced. Whereas when you've got somebody who tells you everything, everything from the moment they walked into the school to the moment you collected them. Yeah. And then suddenly it's all clammed up a bit. You can feel it feels a bit more raw.
Yeah, you can definitely feel a shift. So, you know, I'd always say when it comes to respecting privacy for our teens, it becomes really important for them. So even just little things like tapping on the door before you go in, if you don't hear anything, hey, hi, it's me, can I come in? You know, understanding that they want to have more private conversations with their friends. It's not like they're getting up to anything. Some, yes. And it's letting them know, you know, I get it. And also as well, with privacy, that sometimes if they have big stuff to share and they seek out maybe another family member that's not as closely connected, to try and not take that personally either, because sometimes it's too close to home, and what we want our teenagers to do is keep talking, whoever that is, and always letting them know that it's okay to come to you, because we want our teens to know that it's a safe space, you know. So that's kind of what can be really key and something we can forget about.
How though do you grant them this degree of privacy but still set some boundaries?
Yeah, and that's where, just because we want to encourage or we need to respect independence, it doesn't mean that
just be home later tonight sometime.
No, look, all our kids, no matter what age they are, they need boundaries. And I've talked about this in the show loads of times, but boundaries create a sense of trust and security, and they will push the boundaries no matter what. But going forward, as our kids become more and more independent, you want them to learn about responsibility, and you want to for them to build trust. So that means, yeah, you do need to create expectations around what time they're coming in at on an evening. We're coming into the summer holidays. What does that look like? What have you agreed? Screens and devices, yes, we chat a lot about that, but it's, you know, still there needs to be some kind of agreement. And whether that is, look, we're sitting down for dinner now, screens off the table, you know, study and homework and all that, how we speak to one another, doing stuff around the, you know, giving a help around the house. They're all setting up expectations at home. Like, if we don't know what they're going to be, or are, our kids absolutely won't. So yeah, we need to be open to having, okay, we're happy for you to have a bit of freedom and independence, but it doesn't mean that it all goes, you know,
And how important is it to kind of be very clear on what those boundaries are at the outset? I assume it's hard to reverse engineer it.
Yeah.
You know, you give them a bit of freedom and then you think, well, maybe we went too far. Actually, come back earlier.
Well, if you do, you're
the boss.
It's okay though. And it's all right to, if even when it comes to maybe you have stepped a boundary with your teenager and they're not happy with that, it's okay, as we're all human, to kind of say, look, I actually know I crossed the line there and I'm sorry about that. Mm. It's okay to apologise to our kids, and for our kids to see us apologising, that's a good learning for them, you know.
You know, what about those who withdraw entirely, or not entirely, but you know what I mean? They really, the barriers are up and there's no engagement.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of, is there a message that you need to kind of keep hammering home to them, or... You know, how do you let them know that if the barriers come down, you're still there for them?
Like going back on the point of being present.
Okay.
If they're kind of sitting watching TV, maybe you've got a little bit of work to do. Plonk yourself beside them on the couch, open your laptop and tap away. And it's kind of avoiding any kind of major questioning, but just say, look, it's amazing actually how much our kids want us to listen. They don't want us to solve the problems. They don't necessarily want us to tell them what to do. But, you know, if there is that resistance to talk, it's just actually saying, look, I just want to let you know that we're here no matter what. And nothing is too big for us to talk about. So it's just really important for us that you know that. And just about being kind of straight and authentic about it. And they'll pick up on that as well. So it is really important to, again, strike that balance, but trust in your gut as well.
Yeah. Listen, Aoife, great advice as always. So thanks, Minion, for coming in.
Cheers.
Aoife Lee is the parenting coach at parentsupport.ie. And that's where you'll find advice like this and much more besides as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.